This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. We all want our walls to look pretty. We all want something good to be on our walls. So whether it's at home or at your workplace or elsewhere, we'd like to put up some design, some frames, something, a wallpaper, something that would make the wall look good. So what are the teachings of Islam regarding this design or this frame that I want to put up on my wall? On one hand, I want it to look beautiful. I want it to really be amazing, stunning. I want it to look pretty, like I said. And on the other hand, I don't want to earn the displeasure of Allah, and I wouldn't like to compromise my own protection. So what is meant by compromising my own protection? I think we should spend a moment just giving a few words of beautiful guidance. Number one, if we were to put a Quranic verse, calligraphy, something written, a dua, sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, some dua that is there, a hadith that is there, and it's written beautifully in lovely calligraphy, and we want to paste it or post it on the wall. Yes, the scholars have spoken about it. Some have said it's okay, some have said it's not okay. The middle path is such that if you are to put it up on the wall, make sure you read from it and make sure you're reminded about it and make sure that you also tell others to read it. In that particular case, it would not just be a decoration, because those who say it's prohibited, they have a point. The Quran was not revealed in order to be just a decoration somewhere. No, the hadith was not sent to us just for it to be decorating a certain wall. But if you were to use it as a reminder every now and again, doesn't have to be every single time, but you have a big frame with the 99 names of Allah, for example, and it's there in your lounge, nobody's ever read it, you don't know these names, and it's been there for 10 years. Come on. You should know at least some of those names by now. What did you put that frame up there for? Do you really think the names of Allah are just there for a design and decoration? You know, when subhanAllah, there is a strong hadith regarding those who learn these names, memorize them, understand them, put them into practice, use them to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on, they will be getting paradise. Same applies to the verse of the Quran. Do you really think that these parchments that the Quran was written on, or the verses of the Quran being beautifully written in a lovely calligraphy, the idea was only to post it up in order for it to look good? Wow, look at this verse. And it's been there for 10 years and you don't even know what it says. Subhanallah. That is amazing. That is unacceptable. Because on one hand, it's amazing because it looks beautiful, but it's unacceptable because you have not read it. So the Quran was sent down for us to read, for us to look into, for us to understand, for us to learn lesson from, for us to follow and so on. If you do have these frames, learn to look at them, decipher them, understand them, let them act as a reminder every so often. Because if you're not going to do that, you'd rather not have put that type of a frame. I hope that clears that air. Because like I said, there are people who say it's totally prohibited and some people who say it's okay without giving you a word of guidance. Here we are in the middle telling you the reason why they say it's not okay is because Quran is definitely not revealed for decoration. But if you are going to write it beautifully, mashallah, there's nothing wrong with writing it in a beautiful way. But in order for it to be a lesson, people must read it. They can enjoy the calligraphy and at the same time, they can also read it, understand it, perhaps learn a lesson from it, put it into practice. When you've written the mu'awwidhat in your lounge, read those mu'awwidhat, and when you enter the lounge, it should remind you to read them. You've got Ayatul Kursi somewhere. You've got a frame of a certain verse or surah somewhere, and you never look into it and try to read it. That is going to be a point of question against you on the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. So let's try and make an effort to read what we have actually posted or pasted or put up on our walls, mashallah, tabarakallah. And by the way, when I say our walls, I'm referring to the physical walls. I'm not talking about a Facebook wall. I'm not talking about the virtual walls. I'm talking about the real walls within our homes, within our workplaces and so on. Right, now, when it comes to the other things besides the Quranic verses and hadith and dua and so on, say, for example, something that is picturesque, beautiful, amazing, something, a natural scene, by all means, mashallah. You look at it, subhanallah. You look at it, you are wowed, mashallah. you know, we say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, we relate it to Allah, the Qudra of Allah, the power of Allah, and so on. You have a beautiful design. You have something that looks, you know, really nice, MashaAllah. The minute it's an animate object, the minute it is an animate object, like a human being, especially, or a portrait, a photograph of a human being, avoid hanging that on the walls. And avoid placing that on display. Simply because there is a narration where the Prophet ﷺ speaks about it. And he speaks about how it is not permissible to hang that which is animate on the walls. So I recall, subhanAllah, you know, we are taught that the angels of mercy, the angels of protection, they come into the home, they protect people, they protect your property. They would bless, they would be coming with the blessings of Allah upon you and your household. And if you have certain things, they don't come. And the angel of death, the angel of punishment comes at any given time. That, whether you've hung these things or not. But because there is a huge debate surrounding this, I personally hold the stricter view, because I've seen at times when we're doing ruqya, it simply doesn't benefit when there are things hanging that are animate than if they were not there. And I'm telling you this from my personal experience, without going into great detail. If you'd like the protection of Allah, you want the angels to come in freely, and you want to be granted the mercy, then do the right thing. Avoid those. You don't have to. I like to look at it this way. Am I so desperate to have some portrait on the wall with the risk of not having the angels of mercy and not having the angels of protection come? Which one would I like? I would like to have the angels come even if I had nothing on my walls. Subhanallah. That's the way I look at it. Common logic. But you have others who will argue until they go green to tell you there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. I can tell you, yes, it's an opinion. It's an opinion. But personally, I disagree. I hold the stronger view, simply because so many things. One is the evidence, and two is I've seen it with my own eyes. I know when we've gone to do some ruqya at a time, we found that the place where there was these animate things on the walls, the impact was almost nil. And then we realized we've got to get these things down. The minute we got it down, the impact was so great. So because I've seen this, I'm passionate about it. And I would tell you, my brother, my sister, there's no point in doing that. Take it down. Keep them in an album. If you really have some old images and portraits and photos that you'd like to keep, you know, put them in an album, close it, and actually you can look at it once in a while for memory's sake. But let's understand, when it comes to, obviously there is a debate about photographic images, the digital images, and all of that, and I'm not going to go into that, although my view is that which is photographic, a photograph, and that which is digital, you're allowed to take that. You're allowed to take a photograph of that which you are allowed to see with your eyes. There is no competition with the creation of Allah, and there is no chance of it being worshipped. And at the same time, it's simply a memory, and it is a complete identical mirror capture of the creation of Allah itself, so much so that the likeness of a person with the highest level of identity is confirmed by a simple photograph. So it's no way the competition in the creation of Allah. And that's why if you're allowed to see it with your eye, you're allowed to take a photograph of it. That's my view. There is another opinion that actually says it's totally prohibited. I respect that view. They probably, you know, consider the term taswir, which is mentioned in the hadith, which refers to the portraits, they consider it modern day imagery as well. So if they were to take it that way, then it's up to them. I personally think the term taswir does not include what is modern day photography, but it does include, you know, the sculpturing, the portraits and so on, quite a few other things, but not this. Anyway, so we're talking about hanging the things up. You need to learn to hang good things. Sometimes some of the stuff we hang on our walls, for the very reason that that thing is existing on our walls, we have a lot of chaos in our own homes. And sometimes it's because the angels of mercy, the angels of blessings are just not in our houses. And a lot of the times when someone says, you know, I feel so claustrophobic, I feel this, I ask them, what type of frames do you have on your walls? And they look at me. And when we get rid of them or change them slightly, you know, an Islamic interior designer, you know, where you actually have to know what to hang, where to hang, why to hang, and so on. And you know what? When we change everything around, subhanAllah, and we delete what's supposed to be deleted, amazingly, there is a lot of barakah. I pray and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless myself, yourselves, and every one of us. I personally believe I would not want to risk the relationship that I have with Allah, the free movement of the angels in and out of my rooms, my houses, whatever else it may be. So I'm not going to risk that. So remember, if you're going to put up a Quranic verse, make sure you read from it. Otherwise, you're doing something wrong. If you're not going to read from it, you've reduced the Quran to something like a decoration, which is actually quite insulting to the revelation of Allah or the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if you're going to put frames of nature and design, alhamdulillah, that's beautiful. But if you're going to put something animate, remember, you're compromising something big. Don't do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us. You have the right to disagree with what I've said. I'm telling you from the knowledge I have and also from the experience that I have. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.